ninth grade, for instance, there are four steps, and they are to identify your obstacles, both in your life as well as academically, and make a plan to overcome them, to choose a four-year high school course of study that will make you college-ready and college-bound, to explore what kind of careers you would like to do and what kind of education you need to have those careers, and then target the kind of college major you'll need in order to have the career that you want.
Keith Frome is the executive director of King Center Charter School. He helped create 19 mobile apps that target the milestones students need to overcome in order to get to and through college. The software corresponds with the College Summit App Map, a flyer that helps students navigate through the apps. Frome says the hard copies were given to various schools across Western New York.
This is a way to at least get actionable information in the hands of kids. All of these apps are also connected to social media, particularly Facebook. So it also is a way to get kids using the technology to have access to other peers who are in the same boat who can then encourage each other to make it through.
The apps include one called Zombie College. It allows the students to learn what steps they need to take in order to get into college using interactive cartoon graphics.
Like take your ACT, take your SAT, take a college ready course. And the milestones go through the air, and if they hit you, you turn into a zombie. But if you can swipe them away and essentially achieve them, you turn into an achieving student.
Another popular app is called Whoop. It helps students figure out their personal and academic obstacles by teaching them about tenacity and grit. But the most controversial app in the bunch is College Abacus. The application helps students find their right financial and academic match.
And a lot of kids, particularly low-income kids, undermatch. They go to a college just because they think it's going to be cheaper, but it's not the right academic match for them. They're actually more qualified than the college that they choose. And so then when they go, they're not that stimulated, and so they drop out. But what College Abacus does is says, for instance, for some kids, it's cheaper to go to Harvard than it is to go to a local community college, because Harvard, you go for free if your parents make less than $60,000 a year.
King Center Charter School was awarded $2.5 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to create the mobile apps through the College Knowledge Challenge. They were recently presented at the U.S. Department of Education's second annual Education Data Palooza, hosted by the White House. Frome says he told attendees he believes the apps will not only help low-income students, but all students achieve their college objectives.
Every child needs a knowledgeable nurturer and a nagger. And the goal of the public school system should be to provide that knowledgeable nurturer nagger in the lives of these kids. How do you do that at scale? How do you do that affordably? These are the big questions that were driving us. Well, technology has to be an answer.
The apps were also created with help from College Summit and Facebook. They can be found at collegeappmap.org. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.